PPC is out with half-year results today, reporting a 20% rise in revenue and a 85% jump in headline earnings per share. That's as higher volumes and cost-cutting measures worked in the cement maker's favour, further helping it offset rising input costs. And joining me now with greater perspective on that performance is the company's CEO, Roland van Veenen. Thanks so much, Roland, for your time this evening. So let's get straight into it here because, like I say, you've tripled profit in the 6 months to the end of September. What's driven this climb primarily? Let's go into those support factors.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. What has driven the good performance is very good management of the day-to-day operations on the back of increased volumes. And if we compare our volumes with 2019, pre-COVID, we see a 5% increase in South Africa and Botswana, 30% in Zimbabwe, and 10% in Rwanda. And that, of course, you know, helps us utilizing spare capacity that we have with the same amount of fixed cost and hence the better result.
Yeah. Is it enough demand that you're seeing filter through just yet to afford you much pricing power, Roland, because you're coming up against a pretty hefty input cost inflation pressures?
Yeah, we do have a hefty increase in our cost base. Electricity, important for us in South Africa, going up 15%. Coal prices have gone up. We've partially offset that with price increases in the market. But more importantly, thanks to the repositioning of our business, particularly in South Africa, our margins have expanded. And if you think about it going forward, more volume with the same capacity, that will actually help us to mitigate part of the inflationary cost increase that we face.
Talk us through this repositioning of the business and where exactly you're at, because a lot of restructuring happening over the recent past, and that getting to you to the point that you're at this stage where, in fact, you're now no longer needing to go to the markets for with a rights issue, for example.
Yeah, we're very pleased that that we can say that we have now finalized our capital restructure. We've got a strong balance sheet. Actually, as we sit today, it is even stronger than where it was at the end of September, because we have now included the proceeds from our divestments. So that's another 500 million of our debt levels. And therewith, we've got a healthy balance sheet and we're well positioned to go forward.
To the extent that you've cut your debt, right, that's now sitting at 2.3 billion rand. What's your target as far as that debt level is concerned?
So actually, it is sitting at 500 million less as we speak today. So our South African business has further deleveraged by 500 million. And therewith, we are at debt levels that we feel very comfortable with going forward.
I asked the question, leading to this point, because you cited right at the top cost cutting that's helped offset rising input costs in part. So how much more fat, if we can call it that, do you have to cut? Or are you sitting pretty close to the bone at this stage?
Well, we like to talk about building muscle and replacing fat with muscle. I think we've done a lot in the last couple of years. And where we see further opportunities is, for example, in our logistics optimization. We've done a lot of work in optimizing how we bring our product to the markets. That has reduced the distribution cost, or at least minimized the cost input increases that we had to fuel, for example. Another area where we're very keenly looking at, especially in the Western Cape, is how can we replace coal that has to travel a long way to our plants in the Western Cape by waste streams that are available next door.
Yeah. So how's that translating, Roland, to your cost competitive right now? And give us a better sense of that competitive landscape where we know for the longest while cheaper imports had been a problem. We've had the South African government put on the table now a ruling that domestic cement will be used in local infrastructure projects, and how much muscle that affords you.
Well, you know, I think the cost competitor, the competitive landscape in general is there in South Africa. There are many producers of cement throughout the country. Competing with dumped imports is not a fair competition. So I don't call that fair game. And that is why we have engaged government. Because if you look at an integrated cement plant, not only does it create employment, it helps the communities in which we live. And for every ton that we take out of, let's say, Vietnam, we help Vietnam to get stronger. And as a global citizen, I like that a lot. But as a temporary resident in this beautiful country, I would love to see that that money stays in the country and helps develop the South African economy. And we're very pleased with our conversations with the South African government that we can now clearly see an understanding of the importance of local manufacturing.
Yeah. Where are your confidence levels sitting when it comes to infrastructure plans that have been laid out translating into reality?
They're reasonably high, and I base that on the fact that whilst we are not yet seeing that demand in our volumes, we do see that some of our customers and Sunral and Raubex have good order books. So that makes us positive on the future.
Yeah. Let's talk growth ambition from here on out and where you're going to be putting capital to work, where you're making investments right now. We've been talking about restructuring. We've been talking about cost-cutting measures. But, you know, it has to come hand in hand with actual CapEx.
Absolutely. So what we have done over the last year is we've made an in-depth study on climate change and the impact on our business going forward. And as a result of that, we've made our first commitment to reduce carbon intensity. We've allocated 650 million rand over the next 3 years, investments in further extenders, as we call it, replacing part of the clinker to make our cement equally strong but less carbon intense. And we're also eyeing a number of interesting projects in the waste management industry. And that is where we see our business growing into the future.
Let's leave it there, Roland. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of PPC, Roland van Vaenen.